I believe in the power of story. I believe that a story, a very well and good written story, has the power to capture us and to take us to another place, a place where we have never been, a place then we can show and learn and experience something that is wonderful. And tonight we begin the journey to celebrate the greatest story that was ever told. And tonight I will be retelling part of that story that we read from Luke tonight. I will be reading something, the sermon is, meditation is called A Christmas Story. And it's taken from a book called Donna Van Leere. The information about this book is contained at the bottom of your order of service, and I am going to be telling you the story tonight. They had to go. They had no choice. Emperor Caesar Augustus had issued a decree that the census be taken in the entire Roman world to help with military conscription and tax collection. Although the Jews did not have to serve in the military, they did have to pay taxes, so everyone had to go and register. For Joseph's family, it would take them over 70 miles and between 4 and 6 days to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And it wasn't going to be an easy journey either, considering the shape that Mary was in. She was 9 months pregnant and will have to make the trip winding through wilderness, desert, mountainside, sitting sideways on a donkey, and feeling every single bump along the way. Joseph led Mary on the donkey out of the village at dawn. As they journeyed out of Nazareth, they feel everyone looking at them because everyone knows their story. Mary keeps her head down because she has long known what the people think about her. What a scandal they have caused, having a baby before they were married. Joseph decides to ignore them, and in some ways he's relieved to get out of town for a few days. Mary lays her hands on her swollen belly. It's time for this baby to come out soon. Joseph asks her, "Are you well?" Mary smiles at him and says, "I am. But it's going to be time soon." Joseph forces a smile and starts to hurry up the pace. When what happens if she gives birth on the side of a mountain? What happens if she gives birth in the middle of the wilderness? What am I going to do? Who is going to help me? Joseph has never felt so isolated in his whole life. The road that they travel is full of twists and turns, and the road turns from a dusty chalk to rock. Mary is jostled on the donkey, and she can't get herself comfortable. Her back hurts. Her stomach hurts. Her legs cramp. She closes her eyes and breathes deeply. It's still too much for her to comprehend that the promise of God is inside of her, dependent on her for life. They stop along the road to rest. Mary, who has now been sitting for hours, stretches her legs because they're cramped. And Joseph, who's been walking for hours, sits down because his legs are so tired. They eat the bread and fish that they've brought from home. They eat the fruit that they've picked off the trees along the side of the road, and they rest. But Mary asks him, "Are you frightened, Joseph?" Joseph looks at Mary, and he doesn't know how to answer her. Every dream he's ever had is shattered. Everything in his life has changed so dramatically in such a short period of time. Of course he's scared. But can he tell her the truth? Can he be honest with her? He pauses and reflects. And he says to her, Mary, the angel told me not to be afraid. So does that mean that you're not afraid? Mary asks him again. And Joseph says to her, I really wish I could say to you that I'm not afraid, but I am. I'm petrified. I'm frightened. But what does that make me? What kind of man does that make me? Mary looks at Joseph and says to him, it makes you as human as I am. I too am frightened. There is so much that I do not understand. Why was I chosen for this? Why were you chosen? Joseph is honestly relieved to hear that Mary is frightened too, and he shares with her his deepest fear. How am I going to raise the Son of God? How will I teach him? Mary smiles at him and says, we will teach him with love, because that is why he's coming to earth. It was late on the fifth day when they reached Bethlehem. The town was already crowded with pilgrims who'd come to gather to register for the census, and all of them were looking for a place to stay. The pains in Mary's body were much stronger now, and the baby definitely wanted to come out soon. Joseph leaves Mary on her donkey so that he can press through the crowd and make his way to see if he can find somewhere for them to stay. Joseph knocks on the door of a house, and before he gets out a single word, the man says to him, no room. I have no room. Joseph turns to walk away, and the man notices that he's walking towards a very pregnant woman sitting on a donkey. And he says, you, come here, come back here. I have a place for you. It's over there. He points to the stable beside the house. That's where the animals are kept. But if you can find space there, you are welcome to stay. Joseph realizes how desperate the situation is, and he realizes that this is his only choice. There is no place for them to go. Thank you, he says. We'll take it. So Joseph says and takes Mary and the donkey and leads them to the stable. When Joseph opens the stable door, the smell of hot, sweaty animals greets him. He hesitates for a moment. This is no place for a baby to be born. But as Mary groans, he takes her inside. Joseph helps her get down from the donkey and guides her by the light of a lamp that the innkeeper has given them. He spots an empty space along the back wall and carefully leads Mary around the animals so that she can rest, even if it's only for a short period of time. Mary lays down, and her body is aching all over, not only from the pain of the baby coming, but from 5 days of riding on the back of a donkey. The baby will come soon. She groans as the pains come faster. It is time. As Mary begins to deliver the baby, Joseph realizes that he has nothing to put the baby in. Where will the baby lie? What will we use for blankets? Joseph scrambles through the stable and finds a manger, a wooden trough that is used for putting in animal food, and he brings it back to Mary. He will have to use his coat for now to wrap up the baby because there is nothing else to use. Hurry, Mary says. She cries out for Joseph. Hurry, Joseph. I need you now. Joseph runs back to her and watches as the baby, the light of the world, comes into this world. Emmanuel is here. Mary's body relaxes. It's over now. And Joseph cleans the baby as best as he can. The baby starts crying and they both smile at each other. All is well. Mary reaches for the baby and Joseph clumsily hands her her newborn son. Shh, shh, shh. She whispers and she lays him on her chest, to keep him warm. Mary caresses his face and counts his tiny fingers and toes. Joseph sits in silence and watches. He is exhausted and excited at the same time. He was, after all this fear and uncertainty, he realizes a deep sense of calm. The angels told him not to be afraid. This is the Messiah who will save the people of Israel. And he now saw the way forward clearly. He saw their way forward together as a family. Joseph's chest began to pound with the wonder and mystery of it all. And he moves closer to Mary, and together they look at this baby, the miracle. And Jesus opens his mouth to yawn. The Savior is sleepy. Amen. Our next hymn is